We begin the Karantam Sech Zivam as Daf Kof Ches. We begin 3 lines down from the Tab of the Yamin. But the Gemara continues the discussion of this parak, discussing the halachas of miyun, of when there's a minor orphan that was married off in a rabbinic marriage by her brothers or her mother, then she's allowed to leave that marriage without a get, with just doing what's called miyun, refusal in the husband. So the Gemara said, Tarmon Lenda Brais, Ezehu miyun, what is the meat of miyun? What is it, in other words, that actual is the process? So the Braisa says, Amr, she says, E'ef she beplaini ba'ali, she says, I don't want this man my husband. Very simply. Or E'ef she bekedushin shekichuni imi v'ach, I don't want this kedushin that my brothers and my mother married me off to this man. That is considered miyun, and just by saying that statement, she can leave that marriage. Now, yes, al-kainam Rabbi Yehuda, even more than this, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if she's sitting in this carriage that they're carrying her with, going from her father's household to her husband's household, they're taking her on the way to the chuppah. The Amran, this young girl, is saying, I don't want this man my husband. Now, the chiddush in this is that you could say, what do you mean? If you don't want him, get off and go home. Why are you staying on and saying, oh, I don't want him? In spite of that, Zehu Miyun, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's considered Miyun, by just saying that, I don't want him, it's Miyun, and she already has removed herself from that relationship. Yes, I can, Rabbi Yehuda, even more than that, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilo hoya archin mesumim bebeis bala, even if she was married to her husband, she's a minor, there were guests around in her husband's household. Via medes, umashkalem, she's standing and giving them to drink, she's serving them. Vimerislam, in way of conversation, she tells him, I don't want this man who is my husband. Where you could say that, wait a second, there's no bezdin. Moreover, these people that she's talking to, the guests, they feel uncomfortable. They're quiet about it. They don't tell anybody that she said this. In spite of the harehu miyun, even if she just says that sentence, that's considered miyun. Yes, okay, number, and the girsa somehow is Rabbi Yehuda, even more than this, Rabbi Yehuda says, afila shigra baila etzel chemin, even if her husband just sends her on an errand to the storekeeper, to go get one of his objects from the storekeeper, the Amra, E'ef should be playing the ballet, and she says to the storekeeper, she's just come here and picking up something from the storekeeper, she goes, I don't really want my husband. Where you could say that the only reason why she's saying that is because he's bothering her to have to pick up an object from the store, still Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein lecha miyun gadol mezeh, there's no miyun that's greater than this. This is the optimum miyun when she just says, I don't want my husband, no matter what the circumstances are, she has been removed from that marriage. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah on the previous staff. The Reb Chanina ben Tignis Omer, he said, Kol tinoikis v'chulu, he said, any girl that is not able to safeguard her kedushin, let's say the ring that she got, then she doesn't need miyun. That's not even on the status, like the Tanakhama had said, it depends if they had asked her beforehand or not. That would be the criteria. If they asked her, then she needs miyun. If they didn't, then she doesn't need miyun. Chanina ben Tignis criteria was that if she can't watch her kedushin, then she doesn't even need miyun, and it's like there's no even rabbinic marriage; she could just walk away. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, he says, Halacha akrei b'Chanina ben Tignis, the halacha falls like him, and if she can't safeguard the kedushin, she doesn't even need miyun to walk away. So, Tana, we learn the Braisa, Ketana shloi miyana. Now, related to this discussion about what is miyun, the Braisa brings as follows: a minor that didn't do miyun, but the Amda Vanessa, she got up and she got married to somebody else. So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Amru, Nisu Eha Hein Hem Miyuneha. Her marriage to another man is her miyun. In other words, she's married to a man and she could refuse it, but she didn't refuse it. She just got up and got married to someone else. That marriage is an act of refusal of her first husband and she's removed from that marriage. Now, Ibailu, they had the following question. Niskacha, if let's say she gets engaged to someone else without ever having done miyun to refuse her first husband, Maha, what would halacha be over there? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir said regarding Nisuin, would the same thing apply to Kedushin? So someone says, Tashma, come in here. Then the Braisa that says, Kitana Shloi Miyana, a minor that didn't do Miyan, but Va'amda Viniskach, she got up and got engaged with someone else. Shemashim Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, Amr Kedusheho, Heinem Yuneho. We see that even by Kedushin, he says that is an act of refusal of a first husband by getting engaged with someone else. Now, Ibayulu had the following question. Pligir Abban Aler Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, Oiloi. In other words, this was said in the name of Yehuda ben Maseir. Do the Rabbanan argue on him or not? Now, im tim tzolem pligin, if you say that they do, because it's only said in his name, if everyone would agree, you would just say it anonymously. So if you say that they argue, so be kedushin, regarding kedushin, meaning when she gets engaged to someone else, that's where they argue, where then they would say, not like a Yehuda Maseira, and would say that that's not Miyun. But by Nisuin, they would agree. Oy, or maybe, a Philip and Nisuin, maybe even by marriage, where she gets married to someone else, which that's obviously a big statement. She didn't just get engaged. She's consummating the relationship with him. But if it was done without Miyun, they argue and they say that no, that is not Miyun. She has not done Miyun. She has not verbalized it to him saying, I don't want him. And therefore, they would even argue over there and say that it's not a man. Now, another question. Now, if you say that they not only argue by Kedushin, but even by Nisuin, they hold that that's not considered a miyun. So the question is, halacha k'maisai? Does halacha follow like Rebbe Maseira that it is going to be considered a miyun? Or ain't halacha k'maisai? Or the halacha not like him, and rather like the Rabbanim? Now, and even if you say halacha is like Rebbe Maseira, that it's a miyun, even if she didn't verbalize, but she went and gets engaged or married to someone else. Not like the Rabbanan, that's Miyun. B'nisuin, did we say halacha only follows when she goes and does an act of Nisuin, which is a pretty strong statement? I follow the Kedushin. Or is it even like Yehuda Maseira said, even by Kedushin, the halacha would be like Yehuda Maseira, that the Kedushin itself would be like a Miyun. So someone says, Tashma, come in, we can answer all the questions from Amar Yehuda Mishmol. He says, halacha is Kribi Huda ben Maseira, which obviously if he's saying it stam, then he's obviously attributing to both components of Rebbe Maseira, which is not only by Nisun, but even by Kedushin. And moreover, halacha, the wording that he uses, that halacha is like Rebbe Maseira, machal de pligi, that infers that, what do you mean like him? Meaning, but that always those who argue, and therefore we answer all the questions that they argue on both Kedushin and Nisun, and the halacha follows Rebbe Maseira both by Nisun and by Kedushin. Now, however, the Gemara still has a question about it. The question that still stands is, to have an asiva me'ikara, would this be told that even if she was married to her first husband, this when she was rabbinically married in that kedushin, that even so with this very low-level miyun, when she doesn't even verbalize it, but just by her significant act, that even that would remove from her original marriage? Like dama mikatro, maybe it only would work when she was only engaged to the first husband. Then by getting engaged or married to someone else, that's enough of a miyun, although it's a low-level miyun, to remove from Kedushin. But if she had been married, maybe then it wouldn't be enough. So the Gemara says, Tashma, come in here, we'll prove it to you, because the Kalsi the Abdan, the daughter-in-laws of Abdan, Imr, they rebelled, meaning these minor wives that were married to his sons rebelled, and they refused the marriage. As we had brought in the previous daf, that this was as a punishment in a certain incident. So Shadr Rebbe Zugid Rabbanu Mevdikinu. So Rebbe, who was his teacher, sent a peer of the rabbis to go check out if they are retracting from their rebellion against their husbands or not. Meaning, did they do a full-fledged miyun? So Amriluhu Nashe. So the women said to these daughter-in-laws of Abadan, when they saw that there were a pair of rabbis coming, they said to the daughter-in-laws of Abadan, Chazu Gavraichu Dekaasu. You should see that your husbands, your men, are coming back. I mean, they thought that these were the husbands. So Amri Lahu, so they said to the women, these daughter-in-laws, Nahava Gavrecha Ditchu, let it be your husbands. We have nothing to do with them. Now Amri Rebbe said, when he heard that this is what they said, he said, Ein lochem mien gadol mezeh, there's no greater mien than this. In other words, although they didn't say the correct verbalization of mien, which is we don't want our husbands, but through an act, in this sense of saying a certain statement, which infers that they don't want it, he said that that's considered mien. Now, my love to have a nesiva, isn't it talking about that they were married to Abadan's sons, and yet still, even though it was coming from marriage, even doing this miyun kal, it was enough to remove it? I think Mar says, "La, no, it's no raya from there. To have a mikatcha kedusha, actually, they were only engaged, and that's why maybe it was enough with miyun kal, and there's no raya that it would work, even when it was from a first marriage." However, the Gemara concludes, "V'alocha gerudin misera, halacha does follow gerudin misera, v'afilah b'nisun dekama, and even if she was married from the first husband, the miyun will work even if she goes ahead and just does kedushin with a second man. That is considered kedusheha is miyuneha. That's considered an act of miyun, and therefore she's removed from that first marriage." Now the Gemara continues quoting with a different qualification of a Tana in our Mishnah, that we have the Tana Kama that says if you need miyun even is if they had asked her or not. Then we have the pin that we just brought down before from Pchanin ben Atignis, if she could be shomer kedusheha or not. Then the Mishnah said, he actually says that a ketana is actually never considered really married to her husband. Essentially, in halacha, She's like a mafuta, like a woman that's seduced by a man, where that's not a marriage. And therefore, that's essentially what a katana always is, although it's rabbinically sanctioned for this relationship because we don't want them to be minig hafka. We want them to be miyuchad, designated for one man. Now, Amar Yehuda Meshmol, he says, Chazrana called Stadei Chacham. He says, I looked at all the opinions mentioned in the sages, but Lamitzasi Adam, and I didn't find any certain Tamil Chacham, Shehishram Midaisu Bekatana Kerbalaza, that he should be as exacting in his understanding and the equation of a minor in her rabbinic marriage to the husband, as Rabbi Lazar. Because Sha'as Rabbi Lazar, what Rabbi Lazar did was, he said that there's no real marriage here. He said basically she's like almost just taking a stroll with her husband in the courtyard. And she can get up from his lap, in other words, from having bia, and even if she's a bas koyin to a Yisrael, she can get up, she can immerse herself in the mikvah, and that's because anytime that there's tashmish, that you have to go ahead and immerse yourself in the mikvah from the tumah that is from tashmish. And she could go ahead and eat truma in the evening. She's married to Yisrael, which you normally can't. But Rabbi Lazar says, there's no marriage here. It's just rabbinically sanctioned, but she's a bas koyin, so she could continue eating the truma from her father's household. Nathaniel in the Braisa, similarly as this uniformity of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, Rabbi Eliezer Imri says, "Ein ma'aseh ketana klum." Essentially, the acts of a minor are nothing, and therefore, the in ba'al zaka, her husband, in this rabbinic marriage, does not merit lebi mitzvah. He doesn't get her found objects, lebi ma'aseh deh, her earnings. He doesn't get lebi mafaras nederah. He doesn't get to annul her vows. I mean, all the things that a normal husband could, he cannot do. Ve'ne yersha, he does not inherit her. Ve'ne matamala, and if he's a kohen, he cannot be matamatar. The general rule is, in the kishul l'chol davar, essentially Rabbi Lezer holds that she's not like his wife in any arena. The one thing that she's like a wife is that she requires miyun. She has to refuse him to then move on from him. But essentially, there's no real marriage. Pshudaimer, he says, no. Baal Azaka, the husband, does merit b'mitziyasa if she finds a lost object. That is, as Rashi explains, because the Rabbanan consider her objects and her and everything that she has hefker to the husband, because that's within the domain of Bezin. Since they're rabbinically sanctioning this relationship, it's what's called hefker Bezin hefker. They could declare it ownless and then give it to someone else, so they're giving it to the husband because essentially they're considering it like a marriage, and therefore he gets her earnings, and he gets to nullify her vows, which that's totally in those other components, the yersha, and he inherits her, and even if he's a kayin, he could be metamata. Now, although as we're explaining, her marriage is only rabbinic and it's biblical prohibition for a kohen to be metame if it's not his biblical wife. However, this, as we explained in the previous daf on daf Petesma Beis, that since he inherits her, because that's what the rabbis did, so essentially she's like a mes mitzvah because her family is not going to go ahead and bury her because they're not getting from her inheritance. And therefore, a mes mitzvah kohen actually is allowed to be metame. And that's why it's not actually coming because of She'erizu Ishtai. It's actually coming because she's considered like no one's going to bury her. Now, Klal Shadav Rabbi Shu says the general rule is, Harei ki Ishtai l'chal davar, she's essentially like his wife in all arenas. Ela she'etz b'min, the only difference is that she gets removed with me and not like a regular wife that needs a get. Now, Amar Rabbi says, Nirin divri Rabbi Eliezer m'divri Rabbi Shu. It seems to have the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer more than Rabbi Shu. And that is, as the Gemara had said before, Kasher Elazar Hishrim Midaisa Beketana. Rabbi Eliezer is uniform in his understanding of the minor. But Rabbi Shua Chilek, Rabbi Shua differentiated, which the Gemara asked my Chilek, what does it mean he differentiated? Because, I Ishtahi, if as Rabbi Shua is saying that, for all practical purposes, she's like his wife, well then Tebai get, she should need a get to be divorced. Even if he says it's rabbinic, but wherever the rabbis institute, they do Kain Deraisa talking. So why is it that with a mean, and therefore, it's not so uniform? But the Gemara asks, Rabbi Eliezer Nami, so what do you mean according to Rabbi Eliezer also? Ilav Ishtahi, if he essentially says that she's not really a wife, she's just a permitted non-married woman to have relations with, well then mean Nami Lutibai, then you shouldn't need mean either. What does this mean? You don't do a mean for a woman that was seduced. And the Gemara says, no. El Bechdei Tepuk, where she should just go out without anything? That's really like an act of his nose. And therefore, of course, he needs something to conclude this relationship and have her go out with something. So although we don't use a get, because she's not really like marriage at all, but of course we need something, and therefore Rabbi liked Rabbi Eliezer more than Rabbi Shua, because it's uniform, it's saying that there's no marriage whatsoever, but mean is just that there should be something excluding her from her marriage. Now then the Mishnah continued and said, in the Gemaric statement from Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, that he says, v'chulu, etc., that he said it depends why she's staying with this man. Now, if she's staying because of him, then she needs miyun. If she's staying because of herself, then she doesn't need miyun. So the Gemara asks, hey chidami, what does this mean? Akavish shehim in the ish, v'akavish einim in the ish. What does it mean that she, if she's staying with him because of the man, or that she's staying not because of him, that should be the definer if she needs to have miyun or not? So I remember the Mishmul, he says, what's talking about is that tavu alinasik, that when she was still married as a minor to her husband, there were other proposals that people were proposing to marry her. Now, but she told them that she's not getting married to anyone else, because v'amr, she said, machbis pleini baili, because of this other person that's my husband, meaning as if she's his wife, that's why I can't go ahead and marry anyone else. So zuhi akavah shehim in the ish, that's withholding from marrying other people because of this man. And if that's what she tells people, so she essentially considers her like his wife, and therefore she needs miyun to remove herself from that marriage. But machmas b'nei adam she'ein mugan mali, but if she says that to the people that want to marry her, she says, the reason why I'm not marrying anyone else is because what they're proposing to me is inappropriate. So zuhi akavah she'ein min ish, that's withholding from marrying other people that's not because of her husband. In other words, essentially it sounds like she would marry other people. It's just that it's not appropriate. And therefore, she doesn't need mean to leave. In other words, she does not consider herself his wife. Because if she did, she wouldn't say it's because it's not appropriate, it's because she's married. And therefore, that's how he defines what needs mean and what doesn't need mean. It depends on how she says it, if she's considering herself his wife or not. Actually, Abaye bar Oven, Reb Chinen bar Oven, the Amri Tavayu, they say a different interpretation altogether in this statement of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. He says, Nasan lo get, if the husband that's married to this minor gives her a get, and that's how she leaves that marriage, well, zuhi akavah shehim in the ish, that's obviously saying that she was held back, she was staying in that marriage, which was because of him. In other words, since she never did miyun, so what she's revealing is that she was staying with him because of him, and therefore she was his wife. Now, what that means, what's the halachic significance of that, what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is saying in our Mishnah, is that v'hu asa b'kreveseha, and therefore he's forbidden in her relatives, v'yasur b'krevav, and she's forbidden in his relatives, like a regular marriage happens, u'pasam b'kuna, and therefore he has invalidated from kuna because he has divorced her, and like a regular gurusha is forbidden in kanam. But miyana boy, if she refused him, v'zuya kavashayim in the ish, that obviously is that, obviously she wasn't staying with him because she was married, because you see, she refused it, which means that she didn't consider herself like his wife. Therefore, v'hu mutar b'krevesah, he is now permitted in her relatives. He was never married to her. V'hi mutaras b'krevesah, and she's permitted in his relatives. And v'lo pasul b'kuna, she's not invalidated from kuna because she wasn't divorced from him. She was never married. She just removed herself from him. Now that the Gemara asks on this interpretation of Abaye bar Oven and Chanan bar Oven, but Agatani lekaman, but this is the coming Mishnah that we're about to quote that says this halacha. The Mishnah says, "Hamim enes beish." If a woman does mean in a man, meaning her husband, who mutar b'kreveseha, he's permitted in her relatives. V'hi mutaras b'kreveseha, she's permitted in his relatives. But le pasul b'kuna, is not invalid. She's not invalidated from kuna. Nasan leget. The Mishnah says, if he gives her a get, well then that's obviously min ha'ish, and therefore that's considered that she was married to him. So who also b'kreveseha, he's forbidden her relatives. V'hi asur b'krevav, and she's forbidden his relatives. U'pasul b'kuna, and she's invalidated from kuna. So how can you say that's what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is saying in our Mishnah, when the next Mishnah is saying that as a separate halacha? The Gemara says, Pirusha k'mefarsh. The next Mishnah is actually explaining that enigmatic statement where it left off from our previous Mishnah, which thus takes us into the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, as we just said, Hamim enes b'ish, if a woman does mean in a man, so hu mutar b'kreveseha, v'hi mutaras b'krevav, v'lo pasul min hakuna. But nasan lo get, if it gives her a get, and this is even if she's a minor, but by giving her a get, that makes her like other grushas that are divorced, and therefore hu asur b'kreveseha, v'hi asur b'krevav, v'pasul min hakuna, and he has invalidated her from kuhuna. Now the Mishnah moves on to different types of cases, which we're making with this contrast with how did she remove herself from him in this rabbinic marriage, if it was through miyun or through a get. Mishnah says as follows: Nasan lo get. Let's say he gives her a get, but he then remarries her, And then from the second time that he married her, then mi ana bai. She does mean because she's still a minor. And that's only rabbinic marriage. So she refuses him. Then v'nisas la'achar. She gets married to someone else. V'nisam lo inis garsha. And then she gets widowed or divorced from that second man. That the Mishnah says, muteras la'achar lo'i. She's permitted to go back to him. Now, as Rashi explains, although if he had not remarried her from after the first time that he had divorced her, and then she would have been widowed from that second husband, she would have been forbidden to go back to him, to the first guy, because that would be considered classic machzik rishasai. However, since he remarried her, and then she refused him, that second time that she left, which was through Mian, it revealed that she's still a minor, because only a minor could do Mian. Now that retroactively almost undoes the first time she left him, which was a get, because a get doesn't work for a minor. A get is only works for an adult. And therefore, when she's coming back from the second man that she was married to, that's not a problem of machzik rishasai mishanisis la'achar, because it's not machzik rishasai, because since she ultimately left through Mian, that undid that get, and she was never a grusha of his, and therefore he could retake her after she's widowed or divorced from that second husband. Now, however, let's say it was the other way around. Let's say from the first marriage, Mian the boy, she refused him. Then v'chzir, then he remarried her. And then Nosan's law get, and then after, from the second time, he divorced her. Then v'nisas la'achar, she got married to someone else. And v'nisar malay niskash, then she got widowed or divorced from that second man. Then asrur la'achzalay. Then she's forbidden to go back to him because she was gerusha from him. That was the one that how they left off. And gerusha say that mishanisas la'achar is forbidden to go back. That's just a mafzik gerusha say. Now that thing more continues on Amud Beis with the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says zakla. This is the general rule. In other words, no matter if this repeats itself many times, that he divorces her, takes her back, she does miyun, but it goes as follows. If get achar miyun, if the last thing was that she had married someone else, and the last thing was that he had given her a get, asur lachzalei, that she should be able to go back to him, because it's the last thing that defines it. The last one was a get, so that's machzik rishasai. Miyun achar get, even if this is the 19th time that they remarried each other, but if the last thing was miyun, then mataras lachzalei, then the miyun again retroactively undid all the gitin, and therefore she's permitted to go back to him. A similar type of a case is not just with him where it's many times, but it's with different people. If she does miyun in a man that she's married to as a minor, she gets married to someone else. V'girshin, that other one divorces her. Then la'achar, she gets married to someone else. U'mi'anabai. And this third person goes, and that she was married to, she does miyun to him. Then la'achar, she gets married to someone else. V'girshin, he divorces her. So you have miyun, gerishin, and these are all different people. So the Mishnah says, zahakal, this is the general rule. Whichever man she left through a get, asur lachzalei, she's forbidden to go back to. Now, and that's in spite of the fact that a later man she leaves through miyun, that later man's miyun does not undo a previous man's get. Which the Gemara will ask, it seems to be a contradiction from the Reisha to the Sefer, where in the Reisha we said that a later miyun will undo the get, although it's talking about one person. And yet here we say that a later man's miyun will not undo a previous man's get. However, b'miyun, those that she left through miyun, is mataras lachzalei, she could go back to, again, because that's not ilsa machzik rishasai, because she was never grusha from that man, she left through miyun. Now the Gemara asks this that we just alluded to, that we have the inference from the Reisha that said that there's no ilsa machzik rishasai if, although he had divorced her, but then later he took her back and she did miyun to him, and married to someone else and got widowed or divorced, he can take her back. So the Gemara says, what we see from the Reisha is that a miyun could come and undo a previous get, because a get is only what works with an adult. Miyun shows that she's still a minor, and therefore she's not biblically married, and therefore there's no issa machzik rishasai. But v'rimini, there's this contradiction from the Sefer that we just mentioned before. The Mishnah says, hamim enes b'ish. If a woman does miyun in a man, v'nisus la'ach gets married to someone else, v'girsha, and that man divorces her. Then la'achar she gets married to another man, a third man, umi'anabai, and she does refusal on him. Then la'achar she gets married to a fourth man, v'girsha, and he divorces her. So the Mishnah says, zeh'aklal, this is the rule. Kol she'atzim in the beget, whoever she left with a get, asur la'achzalei. It's forbidden to go back to. B'mi'in mataras la'achzalei. Whoever she did mean to, she could go back to. Now, Alma, what we see is, that the mi'in of a later person cannot come ubotlagita today and nullify a previous man's get. But why not? You just said that a later min shows she's a gitana, so it should even undo another man's get. So Amar Yehuda Mishmol, he says, you're right. Tavra is definitely a difficulty, and therefore Misha Shanazu Le Shanazu, whoever has the Tana, the Reish of the Mishnah, is not the same Tana as the Sefer of the Mishnah. Now, however, Amar Rava, he says, Umay Kusha, he says, I understand the question. The Dilma Miyun today, maybe his own Miyun, could be Mevatlagit get today, could nullify his own get. In other words, if the first time he married her, he gave a get, and then he himself remarried her, that Miyun towards him could nullify his get. But mean the chavre, but a mean of a later person, the mevatel gita today cannot nullify a previous man's get. Now the question obviously is, umaysh no mean the chavre de le mevatel gita today. Now what would be the difference of when you have mean of another man that cannot nullify the get that a previous man had given to her to then permit her in the first one? Is because I did the makeres bermizaisa v'kritzaisa, that since he knows the first man, that she recognizes his hints and his winks now because they were married for some time. And therefore, Azal Meshabish, he might go and ruin for her because he's going to go and make sure that she does Miyun in the second one that she got married to. And Umaisila, and then he's going to remarry her. That's why you would say that a later man's Miyun is not going to work to undo a previous man's get, because if we said that it does work, when he divorced her, he's going to have charot, he's going to regret it. So he's going to go to her and he's going to wink to her without anyone being able to realize, because she knows his winks, because she was married to him. And he's going to show her that, you know, although I divorced you, I really want you back. And because of that, since she's still a minor, she's going to refuse her current husband. And we don't want him doing these inappropriate things to make her leave her current marriage. So therefore, that would make sense why you would explain in our Mishnah that the later man's miyun will not help for the previous man's get. But on that, the question is, if that's the case, well, then you really haven't answered the question. Because then miyun didday namilu levat lagit didday, then even his own miyun, meaning when he remarried her the second time and she left through miyun, should not help to undo his own get that he did the first time, because the idea de makeres b'mezaisa b'kitzaisa, because since she recognizes his winks and his hints, when she goes and marries someone else, so he's going to go ahead and ruin it for her and bring her back, because that's the case that we spoke about. We said that if he divorced her, remarried her, and she did miyun to him, then if she marries someone else, he could take her back. Why could he take her back? Because not machzik rishasai. Fine. The case of two different people is also not machzik rishasai, because later miyun of the later person undoes the previous get. So he said, okay, but why doesn't it work over there? Because if we let the later man's miyun work for the previous man's get, so he's going to try to get her out of that relationship by doing all his remazim. But if that's the case, even in the same man too, when she marries someone else, his own mean should not undo his own get, because if it did, then he'll go to that other husband and make sure that she does mean so that he can remarry her. Now, that Gemara says no. Ha kavar shibsha v'loy ishbasha. Now, that case when... what happened was is that after he divorced her, he remarried her. Now, obviously, he was not able to appease her to stay married to him, because ultimately what happened in the second time he married her, she refused him. Therefore, we have no reason to be concerned that if she's going to marry someone else, he's going to hint and try to get her to come back, because he couldn't even hold on to her when she was married to him, let alone when she was married to someone else. Similarly, Rashi says, any woman that leaves through miyun, we're not concerned for this shibush, because obviously she did mean to him and he wasn't able to hold on to her to appease her, and it didn't work. So therefore, any time that she leaves through mean, she could come back, because we're not concerned that he's going to be able to try to do his remazim and kritzai, so because that doesn't work with her. And therefore, if she's leaving on her own. Now, however, but if she got married to someone after that he had divorced her, then maybe he'll be able to go and appease her. And he'll say, oh, I feel so bad that I divorced you, because there she still loves him, because the only reason why she left was because he forced her to leave. He gave her the get. And therefore, maybe that he's going to go ahead and try to get her to do mean to the second person. And that's why, that's the case that we said that when this man divorced her, and then she did mean with the next one, and then Gerushin with the next man, and whatever it was, whoever did Gerushin, he got rid of her. Therefore, she would maybe be seduced to come back to him. Therefore, we say, no, a later person's mean will not help for that person's gerushin. But if she left through mean, even if the same person that first had get and then miyun, she could come back, or any person that left through miyun, because obviously all his hints and all his different tricks don't work with her, and therefore we don't have the concern of him trying to have her do miyun with her second husband. So the Gemara says, that's obviously not a contradiction in our Mishnah, as Rava says. He doesn't hold this contradiction like Rida Mishmuel had said. But what Rava does say is, Eli'i Kasha, but if there is any question of a contradiction in our Mishnah, it's the Chavri Ad Chavri Kasha. It's actually, it would be a contradiction in our Mishnah regarding what's the halacha with different men of a later mean undoing a previous get. And that is because we learned in our Mishnah, it says, Mi'anaboy Ve'herzira. It says that if, let's say, she first did mean with him, and then he remarried her, and then Nosis La Get, and then he divorced her the second time he was married to her. V'nisis La Acher, and she got married to another man. So the Mishnah said, V'nis Amaloi Nisgarash, if she gets widowed or divorced from that second man, Asur La Achzalai, she's forbidden to go back to him. And that's like as we said, because she left through Get and not through mean. But the question is, Taima, the reason it sounds like is because the Nisarma lo in Nisgarish, it sounds like only because she was widowed or divorced from the second husband. Hamiano, but if the second man had, she had done mean with him, sounds like Mutaris Lachzolay, that then she would be permitted to go back to the first man. Now, Alma, what you see from there is Asa Mian de Chavre, that obviously the mean of a second man reveals that she is a minor, and it even nullifies the get of the first man, meaning of a different man. Because it only the way it said that case was, she did mean to him, he remarried her, and he gave her a get. Now, she goes and gets married to someone else, only because she got widowed or divorced from him. And therefore, then she can't come back to him. Even though it had left over the get, it sounds like, but if she had done mean to the second one, that then he could take her back. So you see that his mean will undo his get. And that, the question is, Ramina, but we have the contradiction from our Seifa, which said, Hamame'enes be'ish, if a woman does mean in a man, v'nisis la'acha v'girsha, and then gets married to someone else, and he divorces her. And then la'acha or minaba, and then she does mean to him. So you have mi'un, divorce, mi'un, different men. So Zerachlah, the Mishnah said, kol she'yatsa min beget, whoever she left with a get, asur la'achzalai, forbidden to go back to him. B'mi'un is mutaris la'achzalai. Now, Alma, what you see from the Seifa of the Mishnah is, that a later man's mean does not undo a previous man's get. So that seems to be a contradiction. So that Amar Balazi says, Tavra, definitely it's difficult. And Misha Shanazu, Le Shanazu, obviously that these two statements in the Mishnah were obviously taught by two different Tanoi. Now Ulama Ula says that actually even this is not a contradiction. Because he says the case that the Seif is talking about, Kagan Shishul Shabagitin, where she had already received a get three times from three different men. Now, where, as we said, because this is the case that we're talking about in the Seifa, where she got married to one, did miyun, married to another one, get, married miyun, get, that there were three different men that gave her a get. With the mechze kigdela, that she really looks like an adult because she's getting a get, which is for an adult, so many times, she seems like an adult. And therefore, she can't go back to any of them because that's where we say that the miyun of another one cannot be mevatlet. But if she didn't receive a get three times, then of course that the mean of another one, as the Reisha had said, could be mevatel a get. And if he wants to take her back, he could take her back. And that's how Ula resolves the contradiction by saying that it's not a difficulty because actually a later mean, as we see from the Reisha of the Mishnah, a later mean could go ahead and undo a previous get because it shows that she's a katana. But if she got to get three times, no one's gonna think that she's a katana, although she's doing a later mian, because since she got to get three times, then we say she can't go back to them and she's going to be forbidden. Now the Gemara asks regarding what we had just previously said, mantana. When Rabbi Elazar had said not like Ula, he says that it's a contradiction. Obviously, Misha Shanazu Le Shanazu, whoever taught this part of the Brice that says that a later person's mian cannot undo the get, is not like the other part of the Mishnah that says that a later person's mean could undo the get. Who are these different Tanoic opinions? So the Gemara says that this is the following machloikis are these two different opinions mentioned in our Mishnah. Because Amar Yehuda Marav, he says, by way of introducing this topic, he says, "My dechsev, what does it mean the pasuk in Eicha? Me meinu bekesav shasinu. Our water, we drank, meaning we had to pay money for it." Which water is always the metaphor for Torah, In other words, we have to pay money for our Torah. And Eitzeinu b'mechir yavoyim, and our wood, it has a certain price for it. So the answer is that it's referring to that b'shas ha'sakan, in the time of danger, meaning that there was a decree that the Jewish people should not toil in Torah. Nisbak sh'alochazu, this was the question that was asked. Ha'reisha yatza merishan beget, if she left one man with a get, umishen b'min and second man with a miyun, ma'ho shetachas l'rishan, what's halacha? Could she go back to the first man or not? Which is essentially this question that we're discussing, which seems contradictory in our Mishnah, which we're going to show that this is actually machlokes tanoim, if a later miyun, a later man's miyun, undoes a previous man's get. So he says that sachri odem echad ba'arba meyazu. So Rav says that they hired one person and paid him 400 zuz, and it was a high price, it was a risk to his life, because he was going to be involved in the words of Torah. The Sholos Rabbi Kiva Bevesas, when they went to ask this question from Rabbi Kiva in jail, Va'asar, and Rabbi Kiva said, it's forbidden. As Yehud Ben Meseben and Tzivin, and also Va'asar, he said that it's Asar. So this opinion of Rav, who on some level is like a Tana, he says, like the Seif of our Mishnah, that's who the Tanoic opinion of the Seif is going like, that a later person's mean does not undo a previous man's get. However, Amr Bishul Mabriyesi, he argues in Rav. And he says, no, that was never a question they asked to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Because if le'issa kariz, if regarding the iser eshes ish, which is a kariz regarding a married woman to have relations with, he tarta, you permitted her to other men. In other words, she was able to leave from the second person without a get, meaning just by doing miyun. Obviously, whatever the Maisa Ketana is nothing. In other words, the marriage is not significant because she's a Ketana, and that's how you see she could leave a husband with just Miyun without a get, which is permitting an Esther Eishas Ish, essentially. So Laisa Lavs, regarding just a negative prohibition that doesn't have Karas, meaning regarding the first man, him being permitted to her, which is just the Esther Machzigur Shasai, like Kal Shekein, isn't it obvious that we have already revealed that she's a minor, and the get that he gave her was nothing. Because even marriage, Eishes Ish, we're saying, is nothing. Poof, she goes away, she says miyun, and it's undone. Obviously, there's no significance to what happens with a ketana. And therefore, the first man who, what are you going to say? Was it a negative prohibition of machzik rishasa because he gave her a get? But we just showed that nothing, it was nothing that the relationship he had with her. And therefore, if we permitted Eishes Ish, for sure we permitted the Isser Machzik Rishasa, which obviously Rabbi Shmuel Mabriyesi is the Tanoic opinion of the Reish of the Mishnah, who says that a later man's mien will help to permit to a previous man's get. Now, however, what he does says was Barm Kach Shalom, but this was the question that they sent. Hare Haisa Eishes Achi Imay. If a woman was his mother's brother's wife, so it was his aunt, but it was because it was his mother's brother's wife, she Shnielai, which is only a rabbinic prohibition of it. And the reason why a mother's brother's wife is forbidden is because it could be confused with his father's brother's wife, which is a biblical erva, that of his uncle, his father's brother's wife. So we're talking about such a woman that's a rabbinic erva, v'nasa achiv me'aviv emes, who this woman married his paternal brother, and his paternal brother died. Now, the question was that they had asked was, Ma'u shetemoin hashta? Could she do miyun now in her first marriage that she had with his mother's brother? Vitakrinu l'nisun kamoi, which then that would retroactively undo her first marriage, that she shouldn't be a shnia or a rabbinic erva to this man. And therefore, vitis yabim, and therefore he would be able to do yibim because it's his paternal brother's wife now, who that's the mitzvah of yibim. That was a question they asked, but Rashi points out, but regarding an erva of Ishus, a biblical erva, for example, let's say she was first his maternal brother's wife as a minor, and then he died, and then she married his paternal brother. That Rashi points out, obviously, we would not say miyun after her first husband's death to permit a biblical erva, which is the case by his maternal brother, which is a biblical erva, because that seems like an erva d'iraisa. Here the whole question was regarding when she was up until now in her first marriage was a rabbinic erva. Then she marries his brother, his paternal brother, who there's a mitzvah deraisa of yibum over here. Could she, in this case, for b'moka mitzvah, do miyun in the rabbinic erva that she had in her first marriage? Which the Gemara explains the question. Yesh miyun l'achar mitzvah bebaka mitzvah? Oy loy. Is there such an element of doing miyun in the previous marriage after the person's dead for a mitzvah purpose, like over here to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum, or not? So that was what he says was the correct version of Sachri shnei b'nei adam b'arba mei zuz. They hired two people at the price tag of 400 zuz. Ubo v'sholash b'kiva v'esrim. They came to ask the question of b'kiva in jail. But also in that he says forbidden, you can't undo even b'maka mitzvah to do miyun in an original, even the rabbinic erva of the first marriage. And that's Rebbe Maseir ben Nisim. So they also asked the same question, Rebbe Maseir ben Nisim, and said it's forbidden. So, however, that concludes this discussion of the Mishnah, where we said that according to Rebbe Lez's opinion, it is actually Tavre Misha Shanazu Le Shanazu. One opinion is the opinion of Rav, another opinion is the opinion of Rebbe Shmuel Beris, where they argue about this: can a later man's miyun undo a previous man's get? However, Amar Yitzchak Bar Ashion, he says Umoy de Rav, but Rav does agree, and that is although he says that a later man's miyun cannot be mevatel a previous man's get. But that's only that in other words, what that means is that she can't go back to marry the previous man. However, Rav does agree, Shemuteris l'achav shalzeh shenesrolav, that now that she has the meaning from a later man, which obviously shows that she really is a katana, says that she is permitted to marry the brother of this man, of the previous man who she got divorced from, to marry his brother. And that is, regarding his brother, it is batal, that he's not considered like grushas achav. Now, just that we learned in the Mishnah, if he gives her a get, that she's forbidden in his relatives, where here it's the brother of him, that's only if at a later point in time she didn't get mean from a different person, where it didn't nullify the get of the first one. But if there was a mean of a later man, although she can't go back to him, but the brother she is permitted to. Which the Gemara asks Peshitta, well, it's pretty obvious, and although it seems like a chiddush, but we learned in the Mishnah that the miyun comes and it's mevat l'get. Now, although that for a later man's miyun does not help for the previous man's get, that's only, as we explained, is because since she knows his hints and his winks, so he's going to go and mess things up for her, and that's why we said, no. A later man's miyun is not going to work for previous man's get. But essentially, really, a later miyun does work for previous man's get, as we say regarding, let's say, a same person. But it's only who knew demakeres b'mizayzav k'tzaysav. This whole concern only applies to that same person where he was married to her, he divorced her, so she still likes him, so he might mesh things up for her from a second marriage, and if we said, no, even if she does miyun, it's not going to happen. But regarding the brother, obviously that doesn't pertain, because she doesn't know his winks, they didn't have an intimate relationship, and therefore, of course, that a later miyun definitely undoes, and there it doesn't apply the concern of remises and kreitzes. So now the Gemara says, no, Madu Tamer, well, you would have thought to say ligs are high, that we should make a decree and say that even the brother of that person that divorced her should be forbidden atu hai, because if you permitted the brother to her, then people are going to say, wait a second, obviously we know his brother gave her a get. Obviously the get is batal, and therefore it might happen that he's going to take her back because they're going to think that the get is like nothing. And therefore, Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush to say that no, we're not concerned. We do let her go back to the brother, although to the man himself, it's not, again, because of that concern of kreitzes and remises. Actually, Vegadar, I mean, there are those that say, did Amar Yitzchak Bar Ashion, that no, Kishem Shasur Aloy, just like she's forbidden to him, Kachasur La'achin, so too she's forbidden to his brothers. And the question is, but, Vo'ena Makeres, because it's the same, but it's the same. What do you mean? For them, that Gezerah doesn't apply. And I think Mar's answer is, Gezerah Achiv, Atahu, this second version says, but that's actually the concern, because if we let the brothers of the one who divorced her take her in marriage, then people are going to say, obviously it's not the brother of the one who divorced her, and obviously that means to say that it wasn't a get, and if it wasn't a get, he's going to think he himself could take her back. But again, we don't want that because of remises and kreitzes, and therefore we simply do not allow the brothers to marry her either.